Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's get to a couple of calls first. Let's go to Harvey and James. Welcome to the show. Good afternoon, James.
Good afternoon, Scoot. You kind of do this every year, and I don't know if you're doing it on purpose or if you're doing it just to pull my chain. You keep saying that today we're celebrating when the last slaves were notified that they were free. And technically, that's incorrect.
Okay, let's forget about technically. Tell me what Juneteenth is a celebration of.
It's really not a celebration.
Regardless of what you think, James, this is a celebration. I know, but I don't want you to give me what you think. I want you to explain what Juneteenth is.
That's what I'm trying to do.
Okay.
Juneteenth is a celebration, as you put it, of when the slaves were notified in Galveston, Texas, that they had been freed for 2.5 years, but there was still slavery legally in this country until December, when the 13th Amendment made it illegal for slavery across those states that still had slavery. You still had Kentucky had slaves, Delaware had slaves, Maryland had slaves, part of Missouri.
Okay, well, James, then why is Juneteenth a federal holiday?
Because we should be doing what we're doing now. It should be a day of recognition.
What are we recognizing?
You're asking me, but you won't listen.
Okay. I'm listening.
It should be a national day of recognition. Everything doesn't have to be happy or Easter or Merry Christmas. It should be a national day of recognition of our American history, and part of our history wasn't that good.
Okay, I agree. But here's what it says in Wikipedia. It says that this is a federal holiday in the United States. It is celebrated annually on June 19th to commemorate the ending of slavery in the United States.
And they're wrong.
Wikipedia's wrong. So why? So this is a federal holiday based on a farce. So nobody should be off today.
I didn't say that. I didn't say that. What I'm saying is, overall, we have a president that's trying to do away with DEI in our history.
Right, but this doesn't. Hey, James. That's a whole different topic. And Trump wasn't president when this happened. So let's leave that out of this.
Okay. What I'm trying to say is, you have a right to your opinion. Wikipedia have a right to their opinion. But the fact is, the 13th Amendment is what made the last slaves go away, not the Emancipation Proclamation. Because a proclamation is not even law. It has no weight in law.
All right, but what about the deal where the Union soldiers finally got to Galveston, Texas, and told the slaves that were still in slavery that they were free? What is that story all about?
That is that they were told that there was a proclamation. Okay. Again, there was a proclamation, and there were several of them even before that, but let's do it the big one, the one that Mr. Lincoln put out, that at 2.5 years before they were notified that they should have been freed 2.5 years before Juneteenth.
Okay. So that's why we celebrate Juneteenth. So when I talk about, I don't think that I said the end of slavery, although Wikipedia says the end of slavery. I think I've talked about this in terms of, you know, these people who were still being held as slaves, that slaves were free around the country. Now, again, I wasn't around at the time. As old as I am, I wasn't around at the time. So I don't have firsthand experience here. But it's my understanding that this holiday was based on the information getting to these slaves in Galveston that they were free and they had still been held slaves while slaves everywhere were free.
No, that last part's not correct. The slaves in Galveston were notified that they were free, period.
Okay.
The slaves in the rest of the part of the United States that still had legalized slavery in Maryland, Delaware, Kentucky, and parts of Missouri, and now I'm hearing even in New Jersey, they could
well, then
have still
why,
been slaves.
Then why did the Union well, soldiers, why did the Union, why did the Union soldiers go there and tell them they were free?
Because the president ordered them to, because he made a proclamation.
Well, then why were they? Why were there still slaves in Maryland?
Okay. Because the proclamation only freed the slaves in the Confederate states. Maryland okay. was not a Confederate state.
Got it.
And if slavery was still legal then.
So, how ironic. So how ironic is this? The president declares slaves in the Confederate states free, and
yes.
the northern states, which collectively were fighting against slavery, are allowed to keep their slaves.
True.
That's crazy.
It's true. Look yeah. it up.
I know you know a lot about this stuff. But again, it's not that I didn't want to hear your opinion, but I wanted you to tell me why, regardless of what you think, why we celebrate Juneteenth. And you
well,
kind of explained that, I guess.
There was a lady named Opal Lee, and a lot of stuff happened on Juneteenth. Her and a bunch of other people wanted, and Texas actually had that celebration, I think, about 18 years ago. And they wanted everybody else to know this story. And I'm glad we have a holiday that we're not just giving away candy and cookies and blowing up fireworks. We should have a holiday to recognize our true history. And that's what I would like to see happen.
All right. But a lot of true history is brought out during Black History Month, which is February. A lot of history comes out.
Unfortunately, what that's
comes
true.
Out there.
Yeah. So I just wanted, please don't do this again next year, because I love your show, but you're not entitled to alternate election.
No, I don't. I never want to, but I'm simply talking about the populist view of Juneteenth, and what you're telling me is essentially that nobody should have today off.
Well, I'm saying yes. I'm saying everybody should have.
No,
a day
maybe
off.
You're. It sounds like you're talking about that they should have another day off when all the slaves were free.
No. I'm saying we should have this day off. The president passed it, and Congress passed a law, and we should follow our laws.
But we're not taking off.
We shouldn't be saying something that's not true. And the part that's not true is the last slaves were freed that day.
Okay, well,
that
then why don't we celebrate the day that Lincoln made the proclamation? Why isn't that a federal holiday?
Because it was, like I said, the proclamation does not have a force of law.
I know, but Juneteenth, the Union soldiers going to Galveston for Juneteenth, that is recognition of the proclamation.
Right, yes.
Okay, so why don't we celebrate the proclamation? Why isn't the proclamation day, why isn't that a federal holiday instead of Juneteenth?
Well, let's see if I can put it to you, the simple as I can put it to you.
Because that's the only way I'm going to understand it.
There was still slavery in Texas and the proclamation. And they celebrated, they found out that there was some authority that they didn't have to be slaves anymore.
Okay. But if they're still slaves, then why don't we either celebrate the day of the proclamation, or why don't we celebrate the day that all the slaves were free?
And that's part of why we need to learn our history.
Okay, well, but I mean, I didn't make this proclamation. I wasn't on Capitol Hill. I had nothing to do with the legislation that declared today a federal holiday. So it sounds like today is an unjustified federal holiday.
But here's my whine with you. You keep saying what's popularly thought. Like, a lot of people think Christmas, and I don't want to get way off, but Christmas is not the time Jesus was born.
That's recognized.
We celebrated at that.
That's recognized, yeah.
Yes, you see what I'm saying? But is it true?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Well, but okay, so James, look, I mean, you know, don't get mad at me because don't criticize me because I bought into this idea that this is a federal holiday because this event happened, and then you're challenging me that this event didn't really happen or that it didn't have the meaning that it seems to have. That's not based on me. That's based on the law being passed that this is a federal holiday. You should be talking to those people.
Holiday.
Okay, I understand that. But you're talking about a lot of misinformation about Juneteenth, and it sounds to me like it really doesn't deserve to be a federal holiday.
Oh, it does. It does. I'm just saying it was not the day that the last slave...
Okay, well, why don't we celebrate that day? Why don't we celebrate that? I'm okay with celebrating that day. Why don't we celebrate that day instead of Juneteenth?
Well, and that would be December 14th. And
okay.
I think it's too close to Christmas, and there's economic deals with holidays.
Okay, so there's a lot of BS. There's a lot of BS involved in this, and it may have to do with politics and economics and not the truth. So if it's based on that, and I don't know that, well, then I'm doing the best I can with the information that is available. I appreciate telling me what you're telling me.
Thank you for giving me all that time. I appreciate it, but you let me say what I want to say, and people will believe what they want to believe. But people, please, don't go just to Wikipedia. There's libraries.
I just pulled that up quick. I mean, I'm on the air. I'm not in a position to research right now.
No, I'm not telling you. I'm telling the people out there.
I just pulled that up to have some information
on
this.
Know what you're celebrating.
All right. Well, it doesn't sound like we're celebrating much. It doesn't sound we're celebrating much. All right, James, look, I do appreciate the call. All right, this really is complicated. If what James says is true, then why are we even celebrating Juneteenth? If the slaves were not really free, then why are we celebrating Juneteenth? I'm happy to celebrate Juneteenth. I'm celebrating it by being on the air with you and talking about it. I chose, it's a company holiday, I chose not to take off and to be here with you. Not out of disrespect for Juneteenth, but just because, I mean, I do a show and I have a responsibility to be here as much as I can. So I'm here today. But James is totally discrediting the whole reason for Juneteenth, that the Union soldiers came to deliver the news of the proclamation. This is what I'm understanding that he's saying. They came to deliver the news of the proclamation to the slaves in Texas, specifically Galveston, who didn't know, and then now they were free. The way Juneteenth has been presented to me and a lot of Americans is this is the day the final slaves were told they were free. Now, maybe that is a populist view that is not really true, but it's not my fault for repeating the reason that this was turned into a federal holiday, that the last slaves were told they were free, when that's not really the case. And James is saying that northern states were not subject to the proclamation from Lincoln, so they still had slaves. So if that's true, think of the irony. The southern states, which were fighting to have slavery, were told they couldn't have slaves anymore, and the northern states were not subject to the proclamation, and they could have slaves. I mean, that's basically what James is saying, right? If you want to join us with a comment, we'll continue to talk about this. And also, we're going to get to this. In fact, when we come back, I'll tell you why Trump hates Fox News now. It's a new attack on Fox News. The Open Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. We'll get to your calls and your texts coming up. Man, LSU won in exciting fashion, down 5-3, two outs in the ninth inning, and then a run comes in. LSU wins. And LSU goes on to the championship series of the Baseball World Series, and that's happening this weekend. You'll hear it right here on WWL. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.